cheer the red and the white. Honor the name by day and by night. Live that noble.
Tom Harley is the Swans General Manager of Football. He's soon to be the Chief Executive Moons of the Swans, and he joins us on SEN. G'day, Tom. How are you?
Hello, Matty. Moons, how are you going?
Very good. Tommy. When do you take over?
It's not till November next year, Matty. It's a long transition period, which is great. It gives us an opportunity, obviously, to find a successor for myself, but also get across some of the bigger strategic priorities for the club over the next 12 months. But a little bit of time and water to go under the bridge yet.
So will you do a lot of that role? We'll share it a little bit, that CEO's role this year, as you make that transition?
No, not so much. The way we're structured as a footy club is, we've got an executive team of six, which I sit on, and I don't directly report to the board, but attend the board meeting, so I feel really comfortable that I'm across the matters that I need to be. And to be fair to the football program, we'd like to think we're going to be competitive next year and absolutely need to be fully invested in the role that I've got, provide support to John and his coaches and the players, and hopefully what's going to be a good campaign for us. So, and I certainly on the prize in the footy department.
Tommy, Isaac Heaney had a bit of a setback requiring some knee surgery. How's he going?
Yeah, it's going okay, Moons. It was at this time of year, it's fair to say we've taken a conservative approach with Isaac. One of those, I guess, those look-and-see type arthroscopes. It's a better examination than any sort of scan. So nothing major with Isaac. He was in fantastic condition. We're confident he'll be back up and going towards the end of January, which gives him a couple of months before the season, which is in stark contrast to last year, where he obviously was struck down with glandular fever on the eve of the season. So a minor setback, but sure, he'll be fine.
Hey, Tom, the balancing act, I know that a few clubs have had issues with players, especially clubs that go late into the season, make prelim or grand final of players wanting to go on their break and enjoy themselves,
yep,
and having injuries, and then coming back and then having the surgery.
You'd always hit the injury after you have the holiday.
That's
Matty.
Right.
Smart.
And you just inform them when you come back, oh, by the way, the knee's a bit sore. How do you handle that as a footy club?
Oh, look, it's a tricky one because clearly the Players Association mandate the leave, and also clubs respect the fact that certainly in our case, we've under John's leadership played the finals every year. Luke Parker, as a 25-year-old, has played 17 finals already, which is almost an entire extra season. So they do need their break. Look, we encourage our players to have their break, but we also make sure that when we exit the players, we're across any sort of issues. And clearly, at the end of each season, there's going to be some surgery and we work closely with those players, not to mandate that they're back in town by any stretch, but to keep us abreast of that. And we try to control it as much as we can because we sort of touched on it before that you do have your fingers crossed a bit when the squad arrives back to training. And in our case, that was the full squad December the 4th, that everyone's in good condition. So it's a balancing act, but we're certainly trying our best to make sure we get it right.
Tommy, speaking of issues, your start last year was nothing short of horrendous when it came to win-loss. Obviously, flew home. How do you make sure, or what is the group doing? Have they spoken about the start of last season and what, how they make sure they don't do that again?
Yeah, there's no way around it, Moons. We have to confront it, and we confronted it at the time, and it was actually one of those things in footy when you look back and you think, well, sure, we weren't clearly enjoying that at that point in time, but you do need to make sure you take something from it. And we rolled our sleeves up and we dealt in facts and we were able to right the ship. And part of that, to be fair, is making sure that we're as fit as possible going into the season. One of the, I guess, reasons to the slow start was the health of the list. And a bit like what we were talking about before, Matty, that making sure that our off-season's managed really well so that we can get our players up and going at the start of the year. So we've done a few of those things, and we won't go into the specifics of what we might do sort of on field, but certainly acutely aware that we can't afford to start a season again zip six, and we'll be doing absolutely everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen.
Tom, you didn't do much in the trade free agency period. Was that just due to salary cap restrictions?
Oh, not so much cap restrictions, Matty. We had some clear list management priorities throughout the year. We think our list is sound. You can always improve it, but we think it's sound, and we identified those priorities early and You mentioned Heaney before and locked away Mills long term. We had Parker and Hanbury as well. As the season sort of drew on, it was Sam Reed as a restricted free agent, and Zach Jones is a really good young player coming out of contract. So, had Sam exercised free agency, it would have been different, or if Zach had put his hand up for a trade, it would have been different. But our priority was to maintain the list that we've got, and so we were comfortable in doing that. And by doing that, less about salary cap and more about spots on your list. So we obviously had the one trade with Semi Murray off to the Pies for a future second-round pick, and we're back in the guys we've got and the players we picked up in the draft.
Hars, you're always looking for, I guess, the next batch of young midfielders to come through and spend time through there to give those, you know, those superstars that you do have a bit of a rest. I mean, you look at the team probably going into last season. At the end, they look tired. I mean, you're trying to run home the way that you did. Who's the guys that are going to come through? Is it Mills, Papali, Heaney? Obviously, he spends time. Jones, Cunningham, all these guys. These guys need to step up and spend more time in the midfield.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Moons. And we saw a transition of that throughout the year. Georgie Hewitt ended up finishing fifth in our club championship and really developed and took his game. He's now got 50 games under his belt. You mentioned Zach Jones. Isaac started playing some really good footy through the midfield. Tommy Papley started playing some good footy through the midfield. We've got high hopes and aspirations for Will Haywood and Ollie Florin as midfielders. So we think in that core group there of 22 and under, we've got some really good midfield talent. And through the draft, we obviously went after kicking ability and dash off halfback and through the wings with guys like Matty Ling and Riley Stoddart. So constantly trying to address our needs and trying to keep up with everyone, because as you know, it's a pretty competitive competition.
And Alex Johnson, Tom, this is a story that most footy fans have followed with his horrendous run with knee injuries. He was redrafted as a rookie. What was that like to sort of manage that whole process with him?
Oh, look, I think from Alex's point of view, it was challenging because, you know, there were no guarantees as such. It was certainly a case of Alex playing the last 9 games and the knee full and his knee held up. So that was the first massive tick. He had a few little niggles, which is understandable given a lot of his muscles were, you know, dormant for 5 years. But we just wanted to ensure that he was able to get himself through a pre-season. Given that rookies could play, we opted for that and chose to take the extra pick in the national draft. And to be fair to Alex, he's as good a clubman as I've ever seen. Really sets the standard with training standards and just general values and behaviours. And he's trained his way and prepared his way back onto the list, and he's hasn't missed a beat this pre-season. So I think we all acknowledge he's got a fair way to go, but what he's done at this point has been huge. And we're really hopeful that Alex can reignite his career because, as we know, his last game was the 2012 Grand Final and was almost best on ground halfway through the game. So really important play, and we've got everything crossed for him.
Has the AFL announced today that the AFLW, they'll be trialling the last touch out of bounds rule. Is there something you think we need to be looking at? Is there something that you would like to see come into the game?
Look, I haven't given it enough thought, Moons. I think one thing I think about the AFLW is it's a really good vehicle to trial some rule changes. You know, we all watch a lot of footy and you'd see a lot of footy really close down on the boundary there, Moons, but it is super fast and ballistic, and you do worry about the welfare of the players with regards to sort of the crash and bash and the high energy that we all play at now. So I'm not sure the AFL needs that. I can see that it would be attractive, but I think we do need to ensure that the players are conditioned appropriately for it. So I'm a bit of a wait and see. I think it's great for AFLW, but not sure we need it in the AFL.
And Tom, before we let you go, we're going to see some changes to the MRP. Steve Hocking's in there. I think he's going to give some recommendations to the commission soon. If it was up to you, what are a couple of changes you think might help streamline things?
Look, I think what we all want, clubs and players and the broader footy community, just want consistency. And I think one of the ways to potentially get consistency is almost a single decision maker. Now, how that looks and how that's applied, I'm not 100% sure. So I think that might be something that would be on Steve's agenda. I think we all acknowledge it's not an easy thing to do to get every decision right. But as long as, I think we can, funnily enough, it sounds silly, but even if the decisions aren't necessarily popular or the right ones, but they're consistently unpopular or incorrect, then you make a change on the back of the consistency. It's the inconsistency that causes a bit of grief. So I'd encourage Steve to look to a model that can try to create as much consistency as possible.
Carl, just before you go, how long till you're the father of three?
It's due in February, so I'll have three kids' birthdays within 8 days of each other. Not sure. I'll be
just one big party, mate. One big party for the next 18 years. You'll be fine.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We're in sort of Christmas and then birthday, singular. not sure I'll be chasing you with four, mate. How's it all going?
I'd say stick with three, mate.
He looks tired, Tommy.
Maddie, I was listening last night. Moose, did you get on Airtasker to get your trampoline?
Yes, mate? Don't worry. We Googled straight away when we got home last night.
Hey, Tommy, before we let you go, bit of a talking point down here today. Richmond implementing a rule that if you're a premiership player, you automatically become life member. Now, I think you guys have got that at the Sydney Swans at the moment. When you implemented that, how did the members take it, and what was the feedback?
No, we implemented that only a couple of years ago, and it was overwhelmingly received overwhelmingly positively. I think it's a good initiative. Certainly at a club with the Swans with not as many premierships as others, and I think when you go back to more so generations gone by where it wasn't a professional game and you might not have had the opportunity because of work or family or whatever to play 150 games, but you made a significant contribution to your club and we play for premierships, and my view is you celebrate your premiership players. So, no, I'm in favour of it.
Excellent. Tom, have a good Christmas, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Good luck, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tommy.
Tom Harley joining us, Sydney Swans GM of football. And the Swans have 8 games in Victoria next season and a host of membership options as well. There's no better way. And time to join is right now. Might make a very good Christmas present as well. More details, head to Sydney Swans membership website, membership.sydneyswans.com.au.